Once upon a time, there was a boy who had a job from his father. That job was looking out for wolves so they could not eat the sheep. He had to keep his eyes peeled day and night, watching out for wolves. Then he got so bored of doing this job that he went and asked his dad, "Can't the sheep look after themselves? I'm bored of looking after the sheep." "Sorry, no son, this is a very important job to do," Dad replied. So then the boy went back and looked after the sheep and kept his eyes peeled for wolves. And after a few hours, he got even more bored. So then he made a prank to act like a wolf was here. He cried out, "Wolf! Wolf! Wolf!" Then the villagers came running towards the boy, ready to kill the wolf with their weapons. When they arrived, there was no wolf. That's when the boy said, "Ha ha, fooled you all." The villagers weren't quite happy with him, and the blacksmith too. He thought pranking was so funny that he made up another one, but made it look like a wolf had really been here. He made a better act by dabbing red paint on his arm to look like the wolf had bit him. After dabbing red paint on his arm, he cried out, "Wolf! Wolf! Wolf!" Then the villagers came running towards the boy again. When they arrived the second time, they got pranked again. That's when he laughed again and said, "Ha ha, fooled you all." Then they all got angry at him. Not one villager laughed, only him. Then the boy went home. When he arrived at home, his dad was furious with him. He never thought it was funny when his son was pranking the villagers, but he did. So did his friends. Then he went back to his job, still keeping an eye out for wolves. A few minutes later, sheep started to run around like headless chickens. Dogs were barking. It was all chaos. Then out of nowhere, the big bad wolf that he had been looking out for came out of nowhere and seized the sheep by biting its back. "Ouch!" the boy cried at the poor little sheep. After seeing the wolf, the boy went and called for help by saying, "Wolf! Wolf! Wolf!" But no villagers listened to him. They kept on doing their own thing. Then the boy went to the blacksmith. "But this time it's true," the boy cried with his eyes filled with tears. Then the blacksmith just ignored him and stayed on task with his job. The moral of the story is nobody believes a liar, even when they are telling the truth.